Wait. I'm coming. I got books today. Okay. So today, my dear brothers and sisters, I don't know why I'm using two microphones. I don't need it. Okay. Stay. Okay. Okay, so we celebrate this feast of the Holy Trinity, which is a very important day. And I know that the Trinity is something that may seem to us very complicated, and there are many treatises written on the Trinity that could fill libraries. And all of it is very beautiful, and all of it is very true. And I highly recommend that if you're interested in the theology of the Trinity, that you read into it, because there are a lot of different aspects of the Trinity and a lot of different ways of understanding the Trinity. However, for the homily's sake, I'm not going to get into all of that. I'm going to recognize that it's there. I spent 4 years of theology studying it. It's beautiful, it's wonderful, and it's all too much for a homily. But if I wanted to really boil down the Trinity into three words and boil down the Trinity, I really can't, but you know what I mean. I would define it as a relationship of love. And that is important in understanding the Trinity, the two words relationship and love. We heard today's gospel, John 3:16, which is used in many places, but lacks understanding. And John today says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. And my dear brothers and sisters, what John is trying to say to us is that the reason that God sent his son was to give us access to eternal life, was to give us access to a relationship. That, my dear brothers and sisters, is the word for the Trinity. Relationship. The love that is there between the Father and Son produces the Holy Spirit, and they live in a unity and in a relationship. And what is it that God wants for you and for me is that we also live within that relationship. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, which you should all have, I hope, you should have this is a little bit of an older version of it, but we should all have a copy and spend some time with it. Father Mike Schmitz also has a beautiful series of a catechism in a year, along with a Bible in a year. So it's a wonderful way to study the catechism is to do it with Father Mike and to do it over a year. We also have catechetical school, which goes over 2 years. Studying the catechism. So there's a lot of ways of having an interaction with this book, but I want to go over the first paragraph of the catechism because it so eloquently describes today's feast and what we are called to. And it says, God, infinitely perfect and blessed in himself, in a plan of sheer goodness, freely created man to make him share in his own blessed life. For this reason, at every time and in every place, God draws close to man. He calls man to seek him, to know him, to love him, and with all of his strength. He calls together all men, scattered and divided by sin, into the unity of his family, the church. To accomplish this, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son as Redeemer and Savior. In his Son and through him, he invites men to become, in the Holy Spirit, his adopted children and thus heirs of his blessed life. This is the plan of God for you and for me, to be drawn into a relationship of the blessed life of God. And this is important to remember because there are so many things out there that are vying for our attention and our affection and our responsibility that we can forget the true plan of God. My dear brothers and sisters, God's plan of love for you and me as his adopted sons and daughters is that we might live with him in relationship with him. That is what God wants for you. And that is why, my dear brothers and sisters, God is asking us every day to put aside looking for happiness in all the wrong places. Because we tend to do that. We tend to think our happiness will come from our degree, and then we get our degree, and that's not happiness. And so then we think, well, if I get my degree and I get a six-figure job that starts at six figures, then I'll be happy. And then we start at six figures, but it's not enough. Well, then if I get the six figures and I get the house, the big house, not the small house now, not the small house. No. Got to be big. If I get the big house and I have the cars and I have the degree, then I'll be happy. Yet, my dear brothers and sisters, we don't find the happiness because we lack understanding. Those external things are not what is going to satisfy our hearts. You and I were not created for a six-figure job, or a seven-figure job, or a five-figure job. You and I were created for God. You and I were not created for retirement. And yes, I say that because here in Fort Collins, we make an idol of retiring. Oh, that I can retire comfortably. That will make me happy. My dear brothers and sisters, retiring comfortably with a nice 401k is not going to make you happy. Because the only happiness that we can truly find is with God. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't retire. That doesn't mean that you don't have a nice degree, a nice house, and a comfortable life. But it does mean that we don't look for our ultimate happiness in those things. It means that you and I live our life in relationship with God. That is what the world is lacking. And this is why in the second reading is said so eloquently by St. Paul, where he says, "Brothers and sisters, rejoice, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace," because that relationship with God wants to create unity among us. And a lot of times, you know, we very easily get fed up with all the disunity in the world, and we say, why can't they make peace? Well, my dear brothers and sisters, again, we like to say the world and the outside, how come they can't make peace? Maybe the question is, do we have peace in our own lives? How many times have we gone to war? How many moments of disunity are there in our own lives? Forget about the world. Forget about the world. I mean, don't forget. But you know what I'm trying to say. Like, oh man, how can they not have peace? Huh, my dear brothers and sisters, how many of our families, we don't live in peace? Are we working to build relationships with each other? Are we striving to live in peace? And therefore, are we calling others to strive to live in peace? Huh? Maybe the problem of peace is not so far away from us. Maybe we shouldn't be wagging our tails about how bad peace is in the world. And we should be asking the Lord that we become in our own lives an instrument of that relationship. Because where does peace come from? Peace doesn't come from agreement. Because, of course, we all say, yes, if everybody agreed with me, there would be peace. If everybody saw things my way, everybody would be happy and we'd all be at peace if they just did things the way I say. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, I hate to tell you, you and I are not the barometer for peace. Your way and my way is not exactly the banner for peace. But God's way is the banner for peace. If we build the relationship with God, then we bring with us true peace into every situation. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, we're invited. God created us for the relationship in the Trinity. He created us for relationship in eternal life. That can be lived out in eternal life, and that can be lived out now. Peace is possible if that peace that we bring is the peace from our relationship with God. And then, my dear brothers and sisters, that peace will become desirable and will begin to change the world and will begin to bring peace in bigger situations. And so let us not live the problem of the world as if they're external to us, because the problems of the world are a sign of the problems in our own lives. And the way to bring healing to those problems is that we build our relationship with God, is that we understand who we are as sons and daughters of God, what we were meant for, and that we live that every day in the world. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is how we bring true change to our society and to our world. And so today, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that we may always seek to be in this relationship with God. Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.